877-437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, getting started with the top three stories here for you. President Biden is pushing an effort to end cancer on the 60th anniversary of the moonshot speech from JFK. And there's also guns being purchased through credit card companies in the United States will now be trackable. And they're announcing that they're going to put a special code on purchases of gun sales in order to be able to track those. We actually covered. Well, anyway, let me get the rest of the top three stories. Blue Origin's capsule. It was an unmanned capsule. Then it basically crashed into the ocean. And basically it just had to abort because of an anomaly in the rocket. And this is the new Shepard rocket. So it basically crashed mid-flight into in Texas. So there's that. All right, going back to the gun purchases, credit card companies. We talked about gun trafficking the other day. Gun trafficking, meaning guns purchased in other states, brought to maybe this state or, brought to another state, and they're used in crimes. And we were talking about that and showing how it's actually anywhere from as low as like 20% up to 80%, depending on the state you live in. And we were talking about how a lot of those firearms were illegally purchased. I know this might blow your mind. But most of the people that are purchasing, and I would venture to say all of the people who are purchasing firearms illegally are not using credit cards. I know it's mind-blowing, but that's probably safe to say that those who are buying firearms illegally are not using credit cards. There, I said it. I know that was hard truth bomb to take. All right, here's another hard truth bomb. When we talked about the pandemic, the lockdowns, the government instituted lockdowns of the pandemic, I was one of the few on the radio that the day of that it happened, I was saying, this is a disaster. I mean, when California's governor, Governor Newsom, he was the first one to lock down his state, force businesses to close, force people to stay in their homes, over this virus that at the time was killing around 3% of those who got infected, and the vast majority of those were over the age of 70. Well, here we are 2.5 years later, and those numbers still remain the same. Less than 3% of those who get infected die from it, and it's usually those over the age of 70. Vaccinated or not, that's the numbers. The vaccination didn't change the numbers at all. That's still what the numbers were. So, but I was on the air warning the fallout from this government-mandated lockdowns could end up being dramatically worse than the virus itself. This could throw us into a Great Depression. Now, we did not get a Great Depression, right? But we did get into a recession, and now we've had an outrageous amount of inflation that we've been dealing with. The inflation, by the way, is a result of the government's effort to avoid a depression. The problem is they went too far. See, the CARES Act, I do believe, kept us from a Great Depression. We went into a little bit of a recession, just a small one, and we're able to get out of it. The problem is after that, we had the other two bills that funneled more money into the economy. But we've continued to see, okay, we didn't get a Great Depression, but now we have massive inflation because of it. We have major supply chain shortages because of it. We lost a lot of workers who just never come back to the market. We had the great resignation that happened. And we know that we had a record number of drug overdoses during the pandemic. We had a huge spike, a record number of people calling the suicide hotline. We had a huge spike in domestic abuse. We had a huge spike in just all these areas, right? Well, here's another area. The pandemic has created the largest decline of reading scores in 30 years. Largest decline in reading scores in 30 years. We know that kids were dramatically affected, so much so that colleges and universities just stopped taking ACT scores as admittance. They were like, they're going to fail it anyway. We won't be able to get any kids. Like, that's how bad it was. And it's so bad that a lot of them have just decided to, like, they've just continued it. They're like, we're just not going to use ACT or SAT scores right now for admittance. We'll use something else because there's just too many students who will not be able to pass them. That's how dramatic the government lockdowns affected students. When I talk to kids who are my kids' age, who just graduated, the number of students who basically quit, they're essentially dropouts. They're not considered high school dropouts because of the pandemic. If it was in any other kind of scenario, they'd be considered high school dropouts. But the number of kids who are technically high school dropouts because of the pandemic is astronomical compared to what it was before. They just don't count them that way because they're like, well, they're homeschooled. They just went to homeschool. They just went to virtual school. But yet they're not learning. They stopped learning the moment they stopped going to in-person school. So much so that this came about here in Florida, Pasco County, Florida. An investigation that lasted more than a year resulted in charges against three teachers in Pasco County. What did they do? These three teachers are accused of helping students take exams, or in some cases, outright took the test for them. Why would they do that? Because they were trying to get their test scores up for these students so that they could get bonuses and making sure that they had high enough test scores to get a bonus. Two of them have already quit. One of them remains on unpaid leave. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. I got one more story for you pertaining to Florida and education right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any delays. Did get a call in letting us know that we do have some disturbances going on. It's going to be just north of Palafox Street, just off of East Burgess Road. It looks like slowdowns in the southbound direction. Says there's a couple deputies off to the side. So use some caution there, and you're going to see some slowdowns because of that. So just keep that in mind. Other than that, we're looking good. Nothing to really slow you down on Highway 90. This is going to be going in both directions on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, as well as nothing to really slow you down on 9 Mile, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. One more story here for you pertaining to Florida education. Now, I did say there was a big spike in kids who technically are like dropouts now, but they don't call them dropouts. Like, no, it's the pandemic. They just went to, they decided to go homeschooling, or they're doing virtual school. Yeah, talking to my friends are like, or talking to my kids, they're telling me about their friends, and they're like, they're not learning. They basically, the moment that they stopped going to school, that was it. Their education stopped at that point. And so that's what's happened nationwide. Now, so now we get to, what happens with our students nowadays? Well, some colleges and universities are being aggressive in trying to say, hey, you know what? We're going to go ahead and admit students to our college or university, basically in hopes that they will be able to teach them and help them catch up with learning on the college level. So they're going to do it in college, essentially. Like, hey, it stinks that this happened, but we're going to go ahead and try to get them their education, through the college level. Will it work? I mean, that we don't know. It remains to be seen at this point, because this is the first time we've ever had to do it. It's an experiment. So not really sure exactly what's going to happen with it, but there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. One more story here, that Florida has taken the top score in educational freedom, according to a national report from the Heritage Foundation. It's its very first education freedom report card. It serves as a guide for assessing educational freedom in every state. That way parents can know when they're moving to a state or not, where does the state fall in? So Florida comes in numero uno, and that's not a surprise. We do have the largest school choice availability than any other country, any other state. Other states are starting to make improvements and headways in that area, but we're still number one. Alabama comes in 16th, Georgia 14th, Mississippi 6th, Louisiana 9th. The state worst, New York. Yeah, not surprising. If you're familiar with the New York school system, that's not a big surprise. New Jersey comes in next, followed by Maryland, as far as school choice options goes. Actually, the worst is actually not even New York State. The worst is actually Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, which really doesn't surprise you, right? So there you go. All right, it is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Bands on the Beach comes up on Tuesday. And this week it's going to be Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters. They play selections including New Orleans jazz to the newest dance hits, plus R&B favorites and soulful jazz. While you're out there, stop by our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. They have a tent out there, and you can spin the prize wheel or sample something delicious from Pepsi. Check out the whole lineup on our website, newsradio923.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters, playing selections that include New Orleans jazz, the newest dance hits, R&B favorites, and soulful jazz. Plus, the band is some of the most accomplished musicians in the South. And this week, Bands on the Beach is brought to you by Levin Rinky Realty.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3, will help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Local host Bobby Rossi gets you your dependable local, state, and national news 4-7 on your drive home on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
She's got a family in Carolina. So far away, but she says I remind her of home. Feeling oh so far from home. She never saw herself as a West Coaster. Moved all the way cause her grandma told her towns. Better swim before you drown.
She's a good right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we talk about internet speeds. I mean, we're just talking about education. And now with remote learning, actually people working from home, internet speeds became very important to a lot of people who often didn't think about internet speeds before. They're like, it's fast enough, I can stream my show. Or it's fast enough, I can do this, fast enough to do that. But then when they started working from home, there's found their Zoom meetings were breaking up, or their students weren't able to connect with their teachers, and on, people started worrying about internet speeds. I have the fastest place where internet speeds are, and well, if this was an Olympic event, we wouldn't even be on the podium. I'll tell you the countries that are faster than us coming up here in about 8 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. President Biden made quite a pledge today during a speech at the JFK Library in Boston.
End cancer, as we know it, and even cure cancers once and for all.
The president made that speech. He pledged to lead a supercharged cancer moonshot program during his tenure in office. A jail inmate in Oklahoma was found dead on Sunday, and he's been identified as a plaintiff in a lawsuit accusing the county of torture. 48-year-old John Basco found unresponsive in his cell. The Oklahoman reporting Basco was one of four jail inmates that had sued Oklahoma County last year, claiming that two former detention officers made him listen to the song Baby Shark on repeat while handcuffed and forced to stand against a wall. And Bobby, today is National Video Games Day, something that's observed annually every 12th of September. And of course, the history of gaming goes a long ways back, all the way back to the 1950s when the first gigantic computers were first released. One of the first commercially successful games ever released was Space War, all the way back in 1962.
Yeah, I saw that today. I didn't realize there was a video game day or anything like that. So, but boy, you know, that industry, there's a lot of people who just do not understand how giant that industry truly is. And
Multi-billion dollar industry.
I'm actually starting to see actors and actresses now, like, applying, like, they're auditioning so that they can be a character in some new development game. Like, instead of being like, I want to be in this movie, or I want to be in this big Hollywood picture, they're like, I want to be in the next blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I want to be in the next Call of Duty. I want to be in the next, like, they're auditioning so that they, or they're promoting or pushing so that they can be a part of the next, video game.
Well,
it's a huge thing now.
If you look at some of the bigger game franchises, like, say, Red Dead Redemption 2, when it came out, they had a bigger budget than most Hollywood, picture projects would. And, you look at the revenue that those things pull in, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So it you're right. That's the and now what we're seeing is, you know, you're getting all these movies and TV shows made based on the video games, right? I mean,
right.
We just had Uncharted we just had that one just done with Mark Wahlberg, and we talked about Resident Evil is going to be in the Sanger Summer Series summer movie series this Saturday. Well, that's based on a video game.
Several Halo programs.
Yeah, Halo has a whole TV show now on Paramount Plus, which is actually a pretty good show. And that's based on a video game. It's like, wow. Like, that's how much influence they have on them now, is that these are just huge industries. So it's not anything just to overlook when you think about National Video Game Day, especially when more and more big companies are really trying to push the metaverse. So there you go. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have some slowdowns right now. We do have an accident on Airport Boulevard. This is going to be in between Davis Highway and College Parkway. Seeing slowdowns in both directions. And we do have fire trucks on scene, so keep that in mind and use some caution. So we're also seeing some slowdowns on Davis. We have a accident just south of Brent Lane on Davis in the northbound direction. That's going to be off of Phyllis Street, and starting to see some major slowdowns slowing it down because of that accident as well. So in that area, we do have two accidents that are going to be causing some heavy delays. See, nothing to slow you down on Gulf Breeze throughout Gulf Breeze Parkway on 98 in either direction, as well as I-10 and I-110 traveling smoothly. See something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. If you look, if the fastest internet speeds in the world was an Olympic event, we wouldn't even make the podium. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3.
Join Mainstay Financial Group tomorrow morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Mainstay and host Bob Burgi. Don't let life get away from you without educating yourself about your money and retirement. Knowledge will help you achieve your vision for the future. Bob will be taking your calls and answering questions. That's tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
No more with traffic on the fives during your morning and afternoon drive. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If internet speeds in the world was an Olympic event, we wouldn't even be on the podium. The gold medal would go to Taiwan. They have, and then followed by Japan, and then followed by France. The United States would come in fourth. Our internet speeds average in the country is 118 megabits per second for download speeds. Taiwan, which is number one, is 135 megabits per second. Japan, 122. France, 120. And like I said, we're at 118. So really close, but don't quite make the podium. I just ran out of time for my next story. We'll talk about it next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is a report pertaining to legalization of marijuana. Now, we've talked about this a few times here on Pensacola right now. You know, my thoughts on this is simply, it's not a matter of if, but when we will have legalized cannabis. And when I talk about legalized, I don't mean for medical marijuana purposes. I mean for recreational use. You choose your poison. Either go get a beer or smoke a doobie. I don't know. Whatever. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, Trulieve, one of the... they have twice as many storefronts as any competitor here in the state of Florida. They've put in $5 million into the Smart and Safe Florida initiative. Well, the Smart and Safe Florida initiative is a push to legalize non-medical marijuana use for adults. They're trying to get this on the ballot. Now, it was an attempt to try to get it on the ballot for 2022, and it did not. They didn't get enough signatures to be able to get it in time. So they're trying to push for 2024, and they got a lot of money behind them now. And like I said, another $5 million going into it. Boy, I think this is like the third time in probably 5 years that we've had major state initiatives pushed by, I would say, the people. I can't even say it's by big money groups. It's the people to try to get something onto the ballot that you and I can vote on. The first was medical marijuana, where the state legislature kept refusing to pass medical marijuana. The people got it onto the ballot, and the people voted to approve medical marijuana, which forced the legislature to go come up with rules pertaining to that, pass laws pertaining to it. The second one was $15 on minimum wage. The legislature would not increase minimum wage. The people were able to get it onto the ballot, and I knew as soon as it was going to be on the ballot, it was going to pass, and sure enough, it did. So here we're steadily climbing up to $15 minimum wage. And now here's the push to get legalized marijuana for recreational use on the ballot, since the legislature will not pass things pertaining to it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see Resident Evil at the Sanger Summer Movie series, that's the final one. It's going to be this Saturday at 7 o'clock. If you'd like a pair of tickets to go see Resident Evil, text in the Umbrella Corporation. The Umbrella Corporation. You know what that's about if you're a fan of the movie. So go ahead and text that in to 850-437-1620, and you could get a pair of tickets to go see Resident Evil at the Sanger Theater this Saturday. So once again, text The Umbrella Corporation to 850-437-1620.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up winning their series against Tennessee last week, 4-2. They're off tonight. They pick up their last regular season series tomorrow against Biloxi. It'll be a home series. And then after that, we get into the league championship series. Major League Baseball. Earlier today, the Miami Marlins end up losing to the Texas Rangers. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Blue Jays later, and the Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Giants. But right now, you've got the Cleveland Guardians beating the Angels 1-0. The Houston Astros are beating the Tigers 1-0. And tonight at 8:40 on ESPN Plus will be the Dodgers against the Diamondbacks. But of course, what's tonight? The first Monday Night Football game. 7:15, ABC and ESPN have the Denver Broncos heading to Seattle. And this is going to be the return of Russell Wilson to his former team. We'll have to see how that all plays out tonight. 7:15 on ABC and ESPN. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and I'll cover your sports stories next.
Our roads are looking pretty good right now. Definitely still seeing some slowdowns on Airport Boulevard. We had an accident there in between College Parkway and Davis Highway. It's cleared up a good bit, but definitely still going to see some slowdowns. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110 right now. We're looking good on Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. If you do see something slowing you down, though, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Traffic report brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Sports stories here for you for your sports hit. Notre Dame's quarterback Buckner is going to miss 4 months due to an injury. This comes about, of course, after they got upset by Marshall. Now their starting quarterback is injured for 4 months. I'd be surprised if he sees the field the rest of the year at this point. Steph Curry says the Golden State Warriors internally discussed trying to trade for Kevin Durant, bring him back to the Warriors, and he was all for it. Steph Curry was all for it. But I guess they just weren't able to get it done, or they just didn't go for it after all. TJ Watt, a lot of injuries in the NFL in the first week of the NFL. TJ Watt may have suffered a torn pectoral muscle, but he's going to get a second and third opinion about it. Dak Prescott for the Cowboys is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks with an injury. The Patriots quarterback Mac Jones is dealing with back spasms, but he still could play this week. The Bucs wide receiver Marquise Godwin could miss a few weeks with hamstring strain. 49ers running back Mitchell may miss a few weeks due to an MCL. They're thinking a couple of weeks due to an MCL injury. And Ravens cornerback Fuller is out for the season with a torn ACL. That is your sports hit right here on Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Check this out. Talk about technology and like the future of technology. And it's so bizarre. Oh, wait, I forgot to even hit top three stories, didn't I? I did. Let me hit top three stories real quick. President Biden is pushing for efforts to end cancer on the 60th anniversary of JFK's moonshot speech. Guns bought through credit cards in the United States will now be trackable. And Blue Origin's capsule aborted mid-launch after the new Shepard rocket had an anomaly And so they it was unmanned, of course, but they ended up having to abort the mission. So we're seeing all this kind of crazy technology with the space race going on. Well, check this out back here on Earth. Toyota is working on a new hitchless towing feature. Hitchless tow. You'd be able to tow another car behind you. All you'd have to do is connect to it wirelessly. What? Yeah, they say a lot of necessary features are already in their Sienna minivans, and they've already been testing it out. The trail car behind you does everything you do in real time. If you change lanes, it changes lanes. If you hit brakes, it hits the brakes. So far, they've only done slow speed tests with a safety driver in the trail car, just to be sure, and they're leaving a gap between them just to be safe. But they're hoping to eventually shorten that gap to where the cars are in almost bumper to bumper, and you wouldn't even need a driver in the other car. You just can, the car would connect to your car wirelessly, and you just drive around. And eventually, they want you to be able to tow things like another car, like a smaller car, or a camper. Like you just tow you hook your Airstream up, but instead of actually hooking it up with the tow hitch, it will just connect wirelessly. This is bizarre. They're saying, Toyota is saying they're going to start testing it on highways as early as next year. I don't even know what to think about that. Like, you're going to connect, you're going to tow vehicles and like, what, eventually going to be towing like a boat trailer? And like, what in the world? And it's just going to be connected wirelessly? That does not seem safe. I don't know, but this is I mean, you can imagine in the future, we're going to be having, like, you can see how this could work down the road in the future. Pretty bizarre. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom, and then we'll get top stories at foxnews.com. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, NAS Pensacola is hiring some security guards, and they're planning to host a couple of resume writing seminars to help folks out that want to apply for the jobs. The seminars are happening at the conference room at Holiday Inn Pensacola on North Davis Highway. That's going to be going on September 27th. The seminars will cover how to write a federal resume, also how to use the USA Jobs website to apply for the jobs. And then the next day, they're having a career fair, the same location, and NAS Pensacola says they might even be making job offers on site for people who are qualified.
Oh, nice. All right. I know a lot of employers are having a hard time trying to find people to work still. So you just never know with how that'll all work out. Maybe there'll be some people there ready to start right away. So hopefully that'll be good. So, do we have a winner, Gracie, for the,
yes, Luke. Congratulations, Luke. It's going to go see Luke, the movie on Saturday.
Excellent. Excellent. I was just talking about, how Toyota is working on new Wi-Fi towing, where the car behind you connects to your car, and then you don't even need a driver. And then whatever you do, that car will do. So if you change lanes, that car will change lanes with you. You brake, that car will brake. You speed up, that car will speed up. It'd be like connected to you. And here's the text. Unless the tow vehicle is powered, this won't work. That's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, oftentimes when you're towing a vehicle, you're not doing it for fun. You're doing it because the vehicle's broke down, right? And maybe part of that breakdown is no battery, or the battery's dead. So if the battery's dead, how are you going to tow it? Maybe part of that breakdown is flat tires, right? I don't know. I'm just thinking, I don't know. I don't see the... So here's the thing. I think they're trying it right now with cars to see if they can do it. And if they can do it, they go, great. Now we're going to expand this technology to RVs and possibly to boat trailers and things like that. And then they'll have hitchless towing for those types of things. And that'll be it. Here's the other aspect of it. I saw a study, golly, I bet it was almost 10 years ago now, out of Japan. They were testing this technology 10 years ago in Japan for driverless vehicles. And the concept of it was, we're going to connect all the vehicles on the road at the same time wirelessly. They'll all be connected through Wi-Fi. And then during morning rush and afternoon rush traffic, since all the cars are connected, they'll all know what each other's doing. And so essentially the lead car will guide the traffic. So if the lead car hits the brakes, all the cars behind them will hit the brakes at the same time. And there won't be the backup of traffic and the stop and go traffic stuff happens, because the stop and go traffic stuff happens because you hit your brakes. The guy behind you hits his brakes, but the person behind him didn't notice and hits his brakes at the last minute too late. And then, so then he slams his brakes. Well, then the person behind him slams his brakes and the person behind them, and it creates this chain effect. And next thing you know, the person a half a mile back is stopped in the road waiting, going, what's the hold up here? What's going on? Well, what's going on is somebody half a mile up tapped their brakes. And that's what happened, is it just changed. But if they're Wi-Fi connected, it won't do that. So you got to remember with what they're looking at. One, they're looking to go all electric vehicle within the next 15 to 20 years. Two, they're wanting to have driverless vehicles, automated driving, within the same period of time, about 20 years. And so if they're able to do that, then having Wi-Fi connected vehicles that are connecting to each other is how they can have driverless vehicles that are electric vehicles that basically drive themselves, and there won't be any accidents because they're all Wi-Fi connected to each other. And we just live in, I don't know, we're just like bees, just get inside the little vehicle thing, the pod, and the pod will take us where we need to go. I just you got to remember their vision for what they want with transportation down the road. That's how it all works. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking in clear. Nothing to slow you down anymore on Airport. We're still seeing slowdowns on East Burgess Road right near North Palafox Street. It's going to be near West Florida High School. Other than that, we're looking good, though. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear with posted speeds as well on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else? Just give me a call. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Top stories on FoxNews.com it starts off with President Biden, buddy in Beijing. And it states that, first on Fox, emails exposed close ties between top Biden advisor and the Chinese Communist Party official. And so there's that going on. That's the top story on FoxNews.com. Also on FoxNews.com, Russia taunts America on 9/11. An aircraft was detected off the coast of the United States. Oh, really? Yeah, there you go. And then finally, newly minted ABC co-host is a proud Republican and not shy to admit it. This is the new host of The View, Alyssa Farah Griffin. She's been named the permanent co-host of ABC last month. And she's a Republican. She's not shy about reminding viewers of that, apparently. And as I saw on FoxNews.com, they point out Farah Griffin is the token conservative on the show. So there you go. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All right. We talked about this before, but here's Bobby's brain teases. A lot of them pertain to Queen Elizabeth. Elizabeth was queen for 70 years and 214 days, making her the longest reigning British monarch and the second longest reigning monarch of all time. Only the Louis XIV of France outlasted her. He sat in the throne for 72 years, 110 days. He began when he was only 5 years old. At the time of Elizabeth's death, at least 9 out of every 10 human beings had never known a British monarch other than her. Elizabeth was queen for 30% of the United States history. The queen famously loved corgi dogs, owning over 30 of them in her lifetime, dating back to her first royal corgi, Dookie, in 1933. That's right, she named her dog Dookie. Like poo-poo. Okay. Her last dog's name was Diarrhea. The queen ruled for so long she made her eldest son, Charles, the longest-serving heir apparent in British history. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.